Hello, everybody. Today is my daughter's birthday. Today is my daughter's birthday. She turns 4 today. And for her 3rd birthday, around this time last year, we had a whole bunch of kids over here at the house, some of the friends that Victoria had made and a mom's group that meets nearby. And, a bunch of their kids came over and some of the kids from the church did as well. And it was a great time, having a bunch of people over and celebrating my daughter and all. But, a lot of people were thinking that may be the last big gathering that many of us had gone to. And it got me thinking. We've been in this situation for nearly a year. A year with the lockdowns, a year with the pandemic, a year with virtual services. Boy, that can really be grating on someone. And it could be very harmful to our own spiritual lives because we're not with each other nearly as much as we normally would be. Well, that just means we have to be even more diligent to make sure that it is not a problem for us spiritually. That we continue to study, that we continue to follow along with virtual services as much as we can, and if there's in-person services, to work on that as well. And it makes me think of various passages on perseverance that I find in the scriptures. And one of those passages I'd like to read to you today is from Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. And this is, of course, chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation deal with our letters that are written specifically to the 7 churches of Asia. And in Revelation chapter 2, starting in verse 8, we see the persecuted church, the church in Smyrna. Now, I'm not saying that we're persecuted per se, or at least not the way that the church in Smyrna was by any means. But there is a level of perseverance, a level of struggle, a level of suffering that they faced that we might be facing as well. Of course, not the same level. I don't want us to get the idea that kind of idea. We're not being hauled off and killed in the streets, for instance. But there is something very deep to consider here. And some of the advice and some of the commands and the exhortations that the Lord gives to this church here are things that we can take to heart. So let us read, starting in Revelation chapter 2 through chapter 11. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, "These things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death." Now, there are a lot of things that we can benefit from in this particular passage. Consider that he knows our works. He knows what we're going through. He knows the things that we're doing, the things that we're trying to do for the members here. He knows the struggles that we face in this pandemic, in the lockdown and the isolation that many of us are dealing with, are facing. And it is so difficult for many of us to handle, especially after a year's time. Now, ideally, after a year, I hope that we've found ways to cope and ways to figure out how to make things work. But it's still very difficult for many of us, certainly not the ideal. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. Tribulation, we're certainly going through struggles. Poverty, well, sadly, the lockdowns and things of that nature have caused a lot of people to undergo different forms of poverty. They are unable to make ends meet because of lack of work, lack of jobs, and that can really be very grating on people, very difficult on many, especially those with families. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things that you are about to suffer. You know, one of the things that I've noticed about some of the numbers coming in about how people are dealing with this pandemic and all the infection rates and death rates lately, they have gone down a fairly good amount so far. And while it's not certainly not perfect and not ideal, and we're still waiting to see if it stays that way in the month of March, we still have to consider that we should not be afraid of the things that we might suffer in this life, to persevere, to stick through it. Indeed, he continues, indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, and you may be tested. Now, I don't know about us being thrown into prison necessarily, but are we tested? Oh, all the time. We are tested much. And you will have tribulation 10 days. Tribulation is just another way of saying that we'll have trials. Now, of course, as I said, we're not having the same level of trials as the Church of Smyrna did, but it is still something that's very difficult for us. And so we still have struggles and trials. And then this is the last sentence here of this verse is what we often use whenever we are offering the plan of salvation. We tell people, of course, that what the Bible says about what we need to do to be saved. And of course, that's to believe in Jesus, to repent of our sins, to confess the name of Christ, and be baptized for the remission of your sins. But then there's the last command here that we see at the end of in Revelation chapter 2, this last sentence, be faithful until death. This doesn't mean be faithful until you die. We could take that application, of course, and that's why we use it. But it means be faithful to the point of death. All the suffering that we're going to experience in this life, be faithful to that point in which we might die. And I will give you the crown of life. Boy, if that isn't synonymous with heaven, with a reward that is waiting for us up in heaven with the Lord, man, I don't know what is. We will have that crown of life if we remain faithful until death. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. And that's it. We need to overcome. How do we overcome? Well, we need to be faithful until death. Faithful until death. Now, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we falter. Sometimes we fail. We've already issued the plan of salvation, what the Lord says, what the scriptures say we need to do to be saved, to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That certainly is very much present in the scriptures. Everybody, just about, believes that one must believe in Jesus in order to be saved. Then we see that we need to repent, turn away from our sins. We see that, of course, to believe. We see John 3:16, to repent of our sins. We see that in places like Acts 2:38. We see We need to confess the name of Christ. We see that in places like Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And we need to be baptized for the remission of our sins. We see that again in Acts 2:38, in Mark 16, in 1 Peter 3:21, and several other places of Scripture. But then we see we need to remain faithful until death. But what if we don't? What happens? Well, there is always that possibility where we might fall away. And we do see that in passages like 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 20, 21, that area. You know, we see that there is that possibility of falling away. But we can always come back. And so if you're not a Christian, then I encourage you to do those things that we've talked about already so that you can be saved. And I encourage you to do that so that we can receive, you can receive that crown of life. For those of you who might have already done those things, who might have become a Christian already and yet have faltered in some way, perhaps you haven't been faithful until death, you haven't been faithful at all. Man, now is the time to make things right with God. Now is that time. Please, I encourage you to be faithful, to repent of your sins, as Simon the Sorcerer was told to do. Repent of your sins and pray that your sins may be forgiven you. Now, at the same time, we talked about that on Sunday from Psalm 51, the things that we need to do. Be honest about it and make sure that have that godly sorrow, that broken spirit and that contrite heart. I encourage you to make things right with him this evening. You have a chance to do that. Please, I encourage you to do so as we sing this song.